Hi, I'm Tanya Ransom, creator and executive producer of Nightlight, a horror podcast featuring creepy tales written and performed by Black creatives from all over the world. This week, we have our full cast Halloween production. This was a collaboration with Creepy Podcast, so if you haven't listened to Creepy, you're welcome. You now have something to keep the spooky season alive once you're all caught up on Nightlight episodes. But before we get to our survival show gone wrong, just a reminder that all episodes are brought to you by the Nightlight Legion. Thanks to our newest patrons, Kenya, Jonas, and Patrice. Thanks also to Morningstar and Gilligan, who increased their support. You all have my eternal gratitude. Remember, Nightlight is 100% listener-supported, so we need your help to reach our goal of publishing new episodes every week for you to enjoy. Just go to patreon.com/nightlightpod to join the Nightlight Legion and get a shout-out on the podcast. Now sit back, turn out the lights, and enjoy the creepy Nightlight co-production of Reality Show, written by me, Tanya Ransom. Last time on True Survivor.
Has anybody seen Holly?
Holly ends her time in the outback of Australia without a word to the rest of the group.
You mean she just left? Didn't say goodbye to anybody?
And Natasha worked to secure her spot in the finals.
Ed has always been a backstabber. I tried to warn you, Jack. We've got to help each other. The boys are definitely going to team up now that they convinced Holly to quit.
But Milo had other plans.
If we don't vote Natasha out tonight, she's going to win this whole thing.
The survivalists have voted for Natasha to leave. But because of Holly's unexpected departure, no one will be leaving the Outback tonight. Natasha, it seems as though the gods of the Outback have spared you. We're down to the final four, but only one will be a true survivor.
Y'all are a bunch of f***ing liars.
Well, that went well.
Fuck you, Milo. Natasha, don't worry about that asshole. He knows he's gonna lose. He's starving and he doesn't have the mental fortitude to make it 4 more weeks. We won't let him win this week. I don't care what we have to do.
I think he made Holly leave. Like, she would never just quit. He did something I know he did. And it bothers me that he's gonna get away with it. I mean, I want to win that money, but I want him to lose almost as much as I want to win.
You can't worry about him. Just focus on this week. His luck is going to run out sooner or later. He needs to win these challenges to get a break. And even if he did manage to convince Holly to leave, there's no way he could do that to you.
No, I think he did something to her, like hurt her or something. She would have said goodbye. Plus, the producers...
Don't talk about the producers. Take that from the top.
No, I think he did something to her. Like, hurt her or something. She would have said goodbye. I think he hurt her, Jack. I think he wants to win this so badly, he'd do anything. And I think if he doesn't win the challenge, he's gonna hurt me. He knows he can't last much longer.
Well, maybe when Holly gets back to the States, she'll go public or something. She could ruin him.
Maybe. I'll just be glad to get off this damn continent.
You know you fucked up, right? The girls won't let you win this week.
Fuck the girls. I'm more rested and fed than they are. They can't take me down.
Whatever, man. Why do you think Holly left? Did she say something to you?
Just because I was banging her means she shared her deepest, darkest dreams and fears with me? Nah, man. She didn't say nothing.
You don't think it's weird she didn't even talk to the producers?
Don't mention the producers. Again.
You don't think it's weird she didn't bother telling anyone she was leaving?
Nah. You know Holly. She does what she wants.
Yeah, but she needed that prize money. For her brother and all.
I don't know. Maybe she decided he wasn't worth all the starvation and snakes.
I'm just saying, I don't think she would have quit like that. You really don't think the girls had something to do with it? Jack is a bitch. She never did like Holly. Thought that thing about her brother needing a kidney was just a bullshit story to win over the audience.
Hell, it probably was. But how would the girls even convince her to quit?
I don't know. Maybe one of them had something on her? I'd bet anything Jack has been in contact with the outside. She and Masterson have been awfully close.
Note to edit that last part out.
Oh, hell yeah! She's definitely fucking that guy. Probably just so she can use his phone.
Cut that too, Alan.
Welcome to your final challenge, survivalists. The winner this week will enjoy a meal of their choosing and 3 nights sleeping in a real bed. And this close to the end of the challenge, I don't need to tell you how important that is. To conquer this challenge, you're going to track a hog we released an hour ago into the Australian wild.
Nat, you've got this one in the bag. No way Milo's gonna beat a professional tracker, even if he is rested.
The first survivalist to track and capture the hog will be immune from being voted out of the outback and get to decide how they want to divvy up the meat. Are you ready? Go. Holly?
Holly!
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 Holly, oh my... Are you... Oh my god!
Medic! We need a medic!
Holly, oh my god! What happened to you?
Nat? Nat, you have to help me. Help me, please.
Step back. Pupils unresponsive. What the fuck? She has no pulse. How? Fuck. Starting CPR.
No!
We lost the feed.
Holy sh... What the hell just happened?
Jesus, I don't know. Jason, how's the camera?
Dead. No way we're gonna be able to fix this thing.
Okay, get another. Let's pick up from the challenge intro when you get back.
Sure thing.
You're seriously not gonna go after Holly? Just keep filming like nothing happened. Jesus, Nikki.
Well, I guess we won't be doing the challenge right now after all. You guys can take off for now. I'll see if I can get Natasha to get her shit together.
So you didn't find her?
No. She didn't even leave a trail. I'm so fucking done with this show.
Come on, Nat. We're almost there. 2 more weeks. You can't walk. You know they aren't gonna let you. It's all about our big rivalry at this point. They're not gonna start production back up until you play ball.
Yeah, you're right. Just, what the fuck was that?
Sure as hell wasn't Holly.
Got that right.
And you couldn't find any signs of her?
No. No broken twigs or anything. It's like she vanished without a trace. Again. I'm going to sleep. I can't do this anymore.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm gonna fucking find you, Holly. I swear it. Jack, wake up. I found her. Wake up.
What, you found Holly?
Shh. The boys can't know. Just be quiet. Follow me. Just a little further. Okay, stop. Right there. You see that pile of brush? She's in there. I tried to wake her up, but she's dead. No pulse, no response. She's cold and stiff.
Could you tell what killed her?
No. There's no marks or injuries or bruises or anything.
What are you doing here? You have to leave.
Hi there. I'm Jack. This is Natasha. What's your name?
It's not safe for you here. You have to go. Please go.
We will. We promise. But our friend... Our friend there, she needs help.
Your friend doesn't need help.
Yes, she... What do you mean she doesn't need help?
She's dangerous. Stay away from her.
Oh, sweetheart, she's... She's dead. She can't hurt anybody.
The dead don't stay dead here. You need to leave.
Look, we'll leave. But we can't leave without her. I know it's hard to understand, but it would be wrong for us to leave her out here. Her family...
Her family will die if you take her home.
Okay. What's your name?
Liam.
Okay, Liam. Where are your parents?
I don't have any.
Well, where do you live?
I don't live anywhere.
Who takes care of you?
I take care of me. And I take care of the people here. You need to go. Please.
Oh, honey, it's okay. Why don't you come back with me?
Don't touch me.
Okay, sorry. How about you come with me and we have a little something to eat?
You still don't understand. No one ever understands. She didn't understand either.
Who didn't understand?
Her.
You mean Holly? Do you know what happened to her?
She's one of them now.
One of who?
The unholy.
Holly? Holly, what are you doing? Milo! Ed! Wake up!
Look, Natasha, you can't sleep in the tent. You should have won.
It's Jack. She's Holly ate her.
What?
I found her. Holly. She was dead. No pulse. Stiff. But she got up and attacked Jack. She bit her head off.
You're not making any sense. People can't just bite other people's heads off. Go back to bed. You had a nightmare.
No. Her jaw unhinged, and there were all of these sharp teeth, way more than there should have been. And her mouth, God, her mouth, it was huge. She could have swallowed all of Jack whole if she wanted to. Look, blood. There's blood on my shirt. I wasn't dreaming. I wasn't asleep. I swear it happened. I know it sounds crazy. I know. But I know what I saw.
The sat phone is gone. Where's yours, Natasha?
We haven't been able to find it since Holly disappeared. We figured you guys either took it or Holly did.
Shit. We've got to get out of here. Now.
How? We're the only ones here for at least dozens of miles. Our only options are to hide and hope she... it... doesn't find us. And if she does, we fight. We've got machetes. There's three of us. We have a chance.
Natasha? Milo? Ed? Help me!
That's not possible. Jack is dead.
Well, obviously she isn't. Maybe you were dreaming after all.
No. This is her blood.
Maybe so. Maybe you hurt her. Maybe you hurt her in your sleep. We have to check on her, Natasha.
No. I'm telling you, that can't be Jack. She didn't have a head. She can't possibly be alive.
Milo? Nat? Is that you?
Look, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm not going to leave Jack out here to be hunted down like a dog by these wild animals. Natasha, you know better than any of us the things that roam the night out here. If Jack weren't hurt, she could probably fend for herself, but injured? She doesn't stand a chance. We ignore her and we're signing her death certificate. I'm not having that on my conscience.
Natasha, Milo's right. We can't just leave her out there. We don't know how bad she's hurt. You don't have a lot of blood on you, but that sure as hell looks like spray, which means an artery's been cut. She needs help.
The two of you are gonna get yourselves killed.
Natasha.
No, don't. Just go. I can't stop you, but I'm telling you, that can't be Jack. Something isn't right, and you are walking into a trap. I don't know how, but I know if you go to her, you will die.
Whatever. If you're smart, you'll come with us so you aren't here alone. But we're going. You ready, Ed?
Yep. Let's go. She's lost it.
Ugh. I wish. Fuck.
Where are you, my dear? Thanks for sending Milo and Ed. They were delicious. Wouldn't you like a taste? I can't believe you were gonna leave me out there alone, Nats. That you did leave me alone to be eaten alive. You know you're gonna pay for that, right, Nats? I loved you, Nats. Like a sister. I died for you.
No. Who am I kidding? Jack is dead.
Like dead, dead. Not like me, dead. I fooled the boys, but... You're a smart one, Natasha. You always were. Would you like to know what I am, Natasha? All you have to do is come out. Voluntarily. If you come out, I promise to make it quick. If you don't, well, let's just say I won't start with your head. Good girl.
What are you?
I told you. An unholy.
What does that mean?
It means I'm going to win this. Ah! My arm! Bitch! Rude! Coughing in my face like that?
What?
Tsk, tsk.
Are you?
I suppose I'll have to teach you some manners. The boys tasted better.
Hello? Hello, is there anyone there? Help me!
Somebody get a camera on her. Medic!
Right here. I got you, Holly. Don't worry. You're safe.
All these bodies. Oh my god. Got them all.
What got them?
The monster.
5, 4, 3.
Last night, tragedy befell 4 of the last 5 contestants on True Survivor. No one is quite sure what happened, but each of the 4 fatalities were found headless. Their heads are still missing, while Holly was missing an arm. Locals insist the deaths are the work of the unholy, monsters that were believed to roam this area over a century ago. However, legend has it that these creatures starved to death over 30 years ago after they decimated the indigenous population of the area. Holly, can you tell us what happened?
I really don't know, Nikki. One minute I was sleeping at the camp. The next I was waking up in the bush to this thing biting off Jack's head. And then I went to find the others, and Natasha was out of her mind and cut off my arm with her machete, and I ran and I hid until morning when I heard the crew arriving.
Did you see the creature? Do you know what it looked like?
Yeah. When it got Jack, I could see its jaw sort of unhinge and become something impossibly large. It clamped around her head, and it sounded like someone eating a jawbreaker. My God. It was awful.
I know it's cold comfort, Holly, but because of the demise of the other contestants, you are now a millionaire. What do you plan to do with your winnings?
Well, like I said early on, I'm going to get my brother the kidney transplant he needs. He couldn't afford it before, but now we can put him on the list and hopefully we'll find a match soon. If any of you watching want to help, please reach out to the show for info on how you can be tested.
Is there anything else you want to do with the money?
Well, I always dreamed of starting a headhunting firm, so I'll probably do that.
Interesting choice of words, given the circumstances.
Oh, God. Suppose it is.
Well, with that, so ends the 3rd season of True Survivor, wherein we crown Holly Stark as our winner and, more than any past contestant, a true survivor. Thanks again to our patrons for supporting this podcast. Because of your support, listeners around the world get creepy tales in their ears every other week. If you want new episodes every week, the only way for that to happen is to join the Nightlight Legion by going to patreon.com/nightlightpod and supporting this podcast. You can also make a one-time donation via PayPal at paypal.me/nightlightpodcast. If you're unable to support us financially, word of mouth is the next best way to help. Give us a shout-out online on Twitter or Instagram at nightlightpod, or like us on Facebook at nightlightpod. Reviews are also a huge help, so be sure to leave a few kind words on your podcast platform of choice. Natasha was played by Sheree Stewart, Ed was voiced by Carl Stewart, Devontae Johnson played Milo, The cameraman was voiced by Josh Carter, Jacqueline was Kalila Roney, Matt Peters played our medic, Holly was voiced by Bria Grant, Liam was played by Raiden Thompson, Tanya Ransom voiced the show narrator, story and script by Tanya Ransom, audio production by Pacific of the Creepy Podcast. And to thank you for listening until the very end, we have a creepy fact for you. Well, not so much a creepy fact, this one is far more personal. As a thank you for getting us through 3 seasons of Black Horror, I'm going to tell you a true ghost story. When I was 6, my grandfather died of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. His death was unexpected, though he had been hospitalized. He turned a corner and the doctors were planning to send him home, but then he suffered massive organ failure leading to a heart attack, which killed him. I remember my mom getting the phone call that he'd died. I immediately knew something was very wrong, and when she began to cry, I got really worried. When she hung up, I asked what happened, and she told me my grandfather was in heaven now, and we'd see him again when we were in heaven one day, too. Now, my grandfather was a rancher. All my life, I'd never seen him in anything but a flannel shirt and well-worn dirty jeans. But the night before his funeral, I saw him at the foot of my bed. I had a conversation with him, in our heads, though at the time, I didn't think there was anything weird about that at all, so naturally, I assumed this would make my mom very happy. He wasn't in heaven after all. So, I told my mom about the conversation. I don't remember what was said anymore, but at the time I gave her all the details, happy and excited, but progressively more confused about why she also wasn't happy and excited. Eventually, she asked me what he was wearing. I explained he was in a blue suit with a white shirt and a blue tie. And at the point she kind of dismissed me because that's something that he never wore, so she thought maybe it was just a dream. But my mom was a huge believer in the supernatural, so honestly, she handled the conversation super well, but it was obviously very emotional for her, and probably a little sad that he talked to me and not to her. Anyway, she went to the funeral that afternoon, and when she came back, she gave me a big hug and told me thank you. She still has the Polaroids from the funeral. In his casket, my grandfather was wearing a blue suit with a white shirt and a blue tie. Thanks for listening. We'll be back in February for season 4 of Nightlight.